my name's Alison Diamond. I was allocated a spot in Benmore, Newcastle upon Tyne. And I'd like to just talk about the journey up to visit the site. I didn't know of the site prior to being allocated this section of Hadrian's Wall. After a walk up Westcote Road to Benmore to visit this allocated section, the road turned into a circle of 1930s semi-detached houses. At the centre of this loop sat the remains of the only visible surviving vellum crossing on Hadrian's Wall. The stonework on the crossing shows that it supported a monumental gateway. And a quote from John Collingwood Bruce, author of one of the earliest scholars of the wall, is, "The fact that there were monumental gateways over the vellum suggests that the ditch and ramparts were more than just a military boundary. Archaeologists now think the vellum also indicated a legal or administrative boundary." I walked around the site, viewing the crossing from all the vantage points. I felt happy that the site was circular. I felt this was important to highlight within the final composition. How to begin? The fact that its position, although protected by a gated fence, was so public, and indeed a focal point for this housing estate, where everyday life continued around it, fascinated me. A house has been fumigated, residents were going about their business, neighbours were chatting over the wall and fences, some heading off smiling and nodding to say hi, down to the shops. Daily routines, that's what interested me about this site. In the air, magpies visited the sites as storm clouds rolled in. The area was alive and buzzing with activity. Through the gap in the houses, a block of flats was visible, evidence of the rising population and expanding city of Newcastle upon Tyne. I took photographs, made sketches, from which I created a collage, aiming to recreate a sense of containment and momentum I felt the site portrayed. Manipulating perspective to encourage the design into fitting the restricted dimensions, a size consistent with Roman wall stonework. I added the figure pointing at the site, drawing attention to the site. Was this me? Was it a tourist? I love this sense of ambiguity and drawing the viewer into the piece as if they're part of the conversation. The design, once inverted, was transferred to a linoleum block. All the dark areas identified using Indian ink. I then carved out the light areas, revealing the light. My intention was to concentrate on texture, form and perspective. If you know anything about the process, it's a relief process, which you then roll that surface, that undulating surface, with a layer of very fine ink, using Hoshu printing paper. I then placed this paper over the ink surface and burnished with a wooden spoon. The magic is that the paper, once peeled back, reveals the transferred inverted image. Not satisfied with the black and white image, I decided to incorporate a second plate or tile. This was hand-coloured and printed onto the Japanese paper, allowed to dry. And then I returned to the initial block, inked up in black ink, and placed this over the top of the uneven coloured layer.